Hi, my name is Graciela Monteagudo. I'm an Argentine puppeteer. I've been working with Bird and Puppet Theatre for the last 8 years. And before that, I was a full-time human rights activist in post-dictatorship Argentina. And I had the opportunity of going down there 2 weeks ago to work with the neighborhood assemblies. I don't know. I guess people don't know very well what that is. They sort of started after the insurrection of December 19 and 20, when a lot of people took to the streets to stop the state of siege that followed some lootings and insurrections in the streets of Buenos Aires. Argentina has been a poster child of the IMF, and they follow their policies to the letter for many, many years. And as a result of that, the economy is now completely shot. Most of the... we owned a lot of our resources before, and a lot of companies, that utility companies and stuff like that, and they were all sold to foreign investment. And then at some point, the different capitalists decided that they were not making enough money in Argentina, that they could make more profit in other countries, so they moved out. And that left whole towns and neighborhoods and incredible amounts of people without work. So the rate of unemployment now is about 24%, which is a historic record. And it's not homogenic. It's in some sectors it's been a lot worse than in others. So socially it's been very terrible, especially for young people. There's people who are 20, 21 who've never had a job and will never have a job probably. So that socially makes a really a big disaster, or it could make a big disaster. So in December, the government froze all the accounts of the middle class, all the savings accounts, because they could not meet the payments of the debt, basically, of the International Monetary Fund debt. And that was 3 weeks before the insurrection. After that, the unemployed and many other people started looting. At some point, apparently, there was too much hunger in the streets and there were lootings, which is something that never had happened in Argentina except for once, because the Argentinian people are pretty organized, so usually you see more strikes and sit-ins and occupy plazas or whatever, but not lootings, which is not a very engaging way of doing politics. So when the looting started, the middle class, I guess, turned on the TV and waited for the president to say something, and he couldn't come up with anything very interesting. He just said that since the situation was so bad, he needed to declare a state of siege. And Argentina went through a pretty horrible dictatorship from 1976 to 1982. And I think people have a very strong memory of what a stage of siege can mean. So they took to the streets spontaneously, which is something that doesn't happen very often. There were no political parties involved, no unions, no students, no labor unions. And people just took to the streets. And apparently there were millions of people in the street. That's what people say. Nobody counted. There was no way to count. And they got their cacerolas, their pots and pans, because they were empty, as a demonstration. If we can't put food in them, then we'll bang on them and do a lot of noise. So I have a video about the insurrection that maybe I'll show it to you now, and then I can tell you a little bit what we did there, and you can ask me questions if you wish. Yeah, is that good? The video is an insider's video. It presupposes that you know that banks were smashed by the middle class. For example, women with high heels and gentlemen in suits were smashing bank doors. So it shows a lot of stuff that you need to have some prep. So we can work on that if it's not clear.
At this point in her presentation, Graciela showed us two brief videos. They were shot by independent videographers in Argentina. The footage showed people rioting, demonstrations, and interviews with people on the street. After the videos, Graciela continued her talk and told us more about the neighborhood assemblies and the picateros.
And for many years, the unemployed have been organizing too. But the unemployed have different ways of organizing. One of them, one group that I was interested in, they are autonomous and they are horizontal. So they are a little bit like the Zapatistas in the sense that many people from different political experiences, and some of them college students and stuff, somehow got together and started working with the unemployed. And because they are so non-hierarchical, they've done a great job. And now they have over 3,000 people who would mobilize with them to the piquetes when they do the roadblocks to demand from the government whatever it is that they need at that time. And they were, all the piquetera organizations a month ago on June 26 were doing a piquet. They were doing a roadblock. And the police got orders, apparently, from the government to repress one of these groups, the group that I work with, basically. And there was a huge repression. More than 100 people were injured and more than 100 were sent to jail. And women and men were tortured at the police station until some of the representatives came and stopped that. But in the afternoon, the cops started hunting people down, went into one of the political parties, the Communist Party, and broke the door and got into the party and started messing around with stuff. Then they were physically thrown out of the building by one of these leftist representatives. And the cops also killed with a bullet one of the activists, an artist that was working with this activist group. And when another activist from that group was helping this person who was down, they came from behind him and shot him dead and then dragged him while he was dying out of the building to try and destroy the evidence. So for 48 hours, the government tried to say, and some of the piquetero, other social organizations too, they tried to say that this group was violent, that had been the problem, that they were armed. And this group and many other groups in Argentina, what they do is, because they go with all their families to the roadblocks, then they have young men and women with sticks and stones who stop the cops when the cops come on to them so that the weaker can go and seek refuge somewhere else. And that's sort of what happened that day. And of course, they were not armed, and the police were. And so in 48 hours, there was a huge protest. 50,000 people took to the streets, and that stopped the spin of the government about them being violent. And then the pictures that were taken when these people were executed finally appeared on the media 48 hours later, no? With the explanation that there were so many pictures that they couldn't decide which ones to publish and which ones not to publish. So they decided not to publish the one that the cop is with his gun on this person who's down on the floor. They couldn't figure out which one to publish. So that stopped, luckily, with all that mobilization. And when I got there at least a week after that happened, and I immediately got in touch with them and with some of the assemblies, we put together a huge street theater show with different things. And I thought that was very interesting that they immediately understood the power that art would have into helping them change this image. Because although things were turned around when the pictures showed up, there was still that sensation, I think, among the middle class that we don't quite know what these people were doing when they got killed, no? Which was what the dictatorship used a lot in the 70s. They must have done something. If the government did this to them, there must have been a reason. So a lot of people came to that, and we were able to work with lots of people and build lots of puppets and had interesting discussions through the rehearsal process, as we've been doing in the anti-globalization protest. So I thought it was interesting. And now I sort of committed myself to try and bring this piquetero organizers up to the U.S. so that they will establish links, and I think that will help them develop this work. If they are not able to develop their work among the unemployed, it could be very nasty, because these people are completely desperate. They leave. There's 9 million people who are unemployed in Argentina, and only 1 million get $50 a month. So the situation is completely desperate. They are against the wall. So if nobody organizes in a cool way there, things could get really nasty with that same people, no? So I'm very interested in helping out in that process.